This weekend, Muslims begin observing Ramadan, the holy month of prayer and reflection, and a dawn till dusk fast. Greece is home to a small but tight-knit Muslim community, some of whom are refugees of wars in Iraq and Syria. There's no public mosque in Athens, so they worship in converted basements and apartments. Joanna Kakissis visited one makeshift mosque and sent us this postcard.
In a basement padded with rugs, the air conditioner at full blast, 40 people listen as an imam leads afternoon prayers.
Hassan! Hassan? Dad!
I'm behind a cream-colored curtain with two mothers from Syria and one of the women's two young daughters. The men and boys are on the other side of the curtain. With him is Naeem Al-Ghandour, a barrel-chested Egyptian in a bright yellow shirt. He's president of the Muslim Association of Greece.
You will see every nationality here. You see Pakistanis, Malaysians, people from Indonesia, Kurdistan, the whole Arab world. All of them come here.
Including Mahmoud Ibrahim, a 45-year-old Iraqi Kurd from Mosul. Ibrahim says he arrived in Athens 2 months ago, fleeing the militant Islamists who overran his hometown. My faith has given me courage and peace, so I can think clearly during this difficult time, he says. Ibrahim is one of as many as 300,000 Muslims now in Athens, a city of about 5 million people, most Orthodox Christians. The Muslim community in northeastern Greece has been there since Ottoman times and has state-funded mosques. Parliament has approved construction of a mosque in Athens, but years of bureaucracy and xenophobia have delayed it. Foreigners get out of Greece. That's what these people are chanting. They're supporters of Golden Dawn, a violent anti-immigrant party with seats in parliament. The party is driving the latest rise in xenophobia here.
My name is Hala. I'm 20 years old. I'm Palestinian Syrian.
Hala Shahabi fled Damascus 2 years ago and says she won't walk around Athens after dark because she's heard about Golden Dawn attacks on Muslims.
They don't like Arabic people, don't like Islam, don't like hijab.
But most Greeks have been kind to her, she says, and she feels safe in her apartment because it's above the makeshift mosque.
I have a house. I sleep in any time I want. I eat anything I need. Other people, they don't have a house, they didn't have Eid. They are homeless.
Like other Muslims in Athens, Hala waited for word on the start of Ramadan. That decision came after Naeem Al-Ghandour and Athenian Muslims from Indonesia, Iran, and Pakistan went to the Athens Observatory to verify the visibility of the new crescent moon. Then they sat outside next to an olive tree, as Al-Ghandour called a mufti in northern Greece. We can begin the fast, he said as he hung up the phone. Ramadan starts now. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.